Cruise ships docking in Haines in 2017 will have discounted moorage fees, and a traveling group of entertainers is bringing an old-fashioned gathering to Southeast communities. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines has some of the lowest cruise ship moorage fees in Southeast Alaska, and last week, the Borough Assembly approved further lowering those fees for 3 summers. The Assembly accepted a resolution that would give 50% off waivers to all cruise ships for a 3-year time period. It's part of a marketing plan to draw more ships to Haines. This summer, Haines sees about 1 or 2 cruise ships each week. Depending on their size, the vessels pay around $3,000 to pull into port. The resolution the Borough Assembly passed would give a 50% discount on that fee in the summers of 2017 through 2019.
We need a stronger incentive package to attract ships.
That's Haines Tourism Director Leslie Ross.
Why a waiver? We have an empty dock. We have 1 ship per week. We have this gorgeous dock that we sunk $6 million into. Increasing the ships in port is not just going to affect the tour operators, but it affects our retail, our restaurants, and those tour operators that are filling their 2 to 10 buses that each of them have, that they feed all these passengers that get off. It's a business expansion that goes across the entire town.
Ross said Haines has tough competition for cruise ship traffic with Skagway and Juneau nearby. Both of those towns are Tier 1 ports. They have destinations like Skagway's White Pass and Yukon Railroad that financially benefit cruise lines. Ross says going to cruise lines with a moorage discount will strengthen her pitch for Haines and hopefully boost cruise ship traffic long term. In 2012, the Borough Assembly approved waiving docking fees for 2 new ships for the 2015 season, the Golden Princess and the Celebrity Infinity. Ross says those ships gave evidence the cruise ship waivers pay for themselves in sales tax.
When the Golden Princess came in this year, they sold 1,200 tours, and I know that for a fact. Well, I don't know what each tour was sold for, but we can estimate an average of $75, and that's what the tour operators sold it to. So that's what we get sales tax off of. So that estimates $4,950 in sales tax just from the tours sold.
Borough Assembly member Dave Berry pointed out that the Princess and Infinity only scheduled 1 or 2 dockings in Haines this summer. He said in order to make the economy strong enough to support new businesses here, he would want to see the ships come in on a regular basis, more like once a week, not once a summer.
I need to see where ship number 1 is not going to come in once, but it's going to come in 15 times. Ship number 2 is not coming in once, it's coming in 12 times.
He suggested a tiered incentive that would motivate cruise ships to schedule multiple dockings. Haines Tour Company owner Sean Gaffney responded. He said cruise lines have been reluctant to come here in the past 15 years.
We're moving to a place that they're willing to try, but to give them room to do it without trying to bind or commit them in hopes that it will, that we will show them. And the onus is still on us to do that entirely. We need to show them. I don't think that we're in a place to demand it.
Gaffney is on the Tourism Advisory Board, which recommended the 50% 3-year incentive over 2 other options because they thought it was the simplest one. Another question that came up was whether ships that already come to Haines will get fee waivers as well. Assemblyman Ron Jackson said waiving fees for the current ships would mean an estimated $40,000 loss in revenue for the borough.
I think we need to word this so that it's more about the new ships coming in, not about giving a gift to the ones that already are coming.
Assemblymember George Campbell disagreed. He said offering the waiver to new ships only could aggravate the current ships and encourage them to dock somewhere else. Campbell recognized that if the incentive doesn't draw any new ships to Haines, the borough would suffer a financial loss.
It has potential to fall on its face, and it has great potential to help our economies.
The majority of the assembly seemed to think that the positive potential outweighed the negative. No one moved to change the waiver proposal. The Assembly approved the resolution in a 5-1 vote, with Jackson opposed. That question of whether the 50% off deal will actually work won't be answered for some time. The incentive starts in 2017 because cruise lines have already set their schedules for next summer. In their heyday in the 1920s, millions of Americans attended Chautauquas. They were fixed or traveling bands of educators and entertainers whose intention was the promotion of self-education and engagement with local communities. A new kind of Chautauqua is currently traveling around Southeast. They were in Petersburg on Sunday. Joe Sykes had a look around their camp as they prepared for a community potluck.
If you went down to Sandy Beach Park on Sunday afternoon, you might have been in for a big surprise.
Attention, Chautauqua! Attention, Chautauqua!
Dozens of tents lie camouflaged in the canopy of trees. Dotted on the floor in between are juggling clubs, brass instruments, and costumes of a kind of Victorian hue. The camp belongs to the new old-time Chautauqua, and as I enter, Chris Lemming, who's the camp crier, greets me.
Hi there.
Can we help you with anything? I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm from the radio station.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. But he says he's not the man I'm looking for. Somewhere around here is Paul McGeed.
Hey, Fina, have you seen Paul recently?
Have I seen Paul?
Paul. We'll find him. Literally, yeah, I thought he was here just a couple of minutes ago. Hey, Val and Rio, have you seen Paul recently?
Paul.
Well, all of us are—we're all volunteers.
The camp's so big and sprawling. I'm not confident McGeed will ever be found. But at last,
this, by the way, is Paul McGeed.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm Joe from the radio station.
Oh, great.
McGeed is the leader of this ragbag group of traveling artists and entertainers. He was one of the founder members of the Chautauqua and was here 23 years ago when they last came to Petersburg. He's got a big bushy moustache and kind of looks like a much-loved uncle. He offers to take me on a tour around the camp.
All right, so this is the wonderful kitchen. Here's one of our kitchen mavens.
I am toasting some coconut so that I can make some cookies for later.
Cool.
Yeah, no-bake cookies.
There are over 50 of them here, and as we walk around camp, we bump into more of the merry travellers. They're surprisingly alert, considering they've had to negotiate the unforgiving departure times of Southeast ferry system for the past week. There are jugglers.
Whoa! That was like a... Whoa, God! Whoa!
Yeah. The band.
There are our band leaders right here. That's Stephen O'Ben.
Hello!
Hi. And that's Evan Spencer. This is the brass.
And the guy who lights fires with a stick and some rope. And McGeed says the communities they travel to find this assault on the senses hard to resist.
They sometimes basically can't help themselves because, you know, we have a full marching band. It's kind of like our weapon of musical destruction.
Weapon of musical destruction or not, just like the Chautauquas of yesteryear, they're here to educate and entertain. And this ideal is one people engage with every day.
A TED Talk is a Chautauqua. It comes directly out of the Chautauqua movement, as does NPR. It comes out of the Chautauqua movement. This is a Chautauqua thing you're doing right now.
McGeed's on a mission, and by the number of people who have turned up to the community potluck, he's having quite a bit of success. One of those people is Deante Vickers-Idrisov. She's a 48-year-old woman who's working in one of the canneries in Petersburg this year. She came out to Sandy Beach to get away from her bunkhouse and ran into the Chautauqua. And now she knows how to juggle.
Let's see it one more time.
Really good.
So I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm going to practice every day, so then I'll be really good.
She says working in the cannery is hard, but coming to see the Chautauqua today has really lifted her spirits.
They have us working sometimes 18 hours. So to get away and sit somewhere and be able to juggle and meet people and mingle and hang out, it's like a breath of fresh air, actually.
So did you ever think when you came to work in the cannery that you'd be learning to juggle?
No, I didn't. Like, I came to Alaska and learned how to juggle. I can't even believe it. I've had them videotape me doing it because nobody's going to believe it. Deante Vickers-Idrisov, 48 years old, learned how to juggle in Alaska today.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.
The new Old Time Chautauqua will be in Haines on July 10th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.